Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to episode 29 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. I am Summer. You can find me on Ravelry as Summer Yarns, SummerYarns, and you can also find me on Instagram with the same username. I am considering restarting using Twitter a little bit, too. I have not gotten past the thinking stages. I actually do have an account that is Summer Yarns that I used. I think it was the first account that I actually named Summer Yarns several years ago. So maybe I will pick that up and start using it again. I will let you know if I do. I also have a Ravelry group. It's the Kitchen Stitches group. And I intend to make it, try to do some things to make it a little more active. I say that, but I'm entering a really, really busy time at work. So that may not happen until after October. But I would love it if, feel free to start conversations, ask me questions, share recipes, whatever you want to do. The group is for all of us. Today is September the 3rd, and it's about 6:45 in the morning, and I'm going to try to keep this a little short so I can head out the door on time. I managed to do this a week. I record a week later than last time. I'm going to really try to keep to the weekly schedule. I have mixed feelings about that because I have a really hard time keeping up with audio podcasts because my commute, or at least the part of the commute where I listen to podcasts, is really short and I am way behind. I actually had to go back. Yesterday I just went ahead and deleted everything but the most recent episode of everybody that I'm listening to. So I'm really sorry that I'm missing out on what some people had to say over the summer, but there was no way I was ever going to catch up. And the part of me that struggles to catch up is that thinks, well, maybe it would be better to record every 2 weeks so I don't want to put others in that position. But if I record every 2 weeks, my episodes will be longer and I don't have a lot of time in the mornings. And an episode a week works better at keeping my content shorter. So it's a give or take, and I think I'm going to go with the 1 week. But like I said, they will be shorter, so hopefully those of you who are trying to catch up or keep up, it won't be too hard. I am going to go, today I'm going to talk about what I've been up to, which is very little. My finished objects, whoops, works in progress. Spinning, a little bit of enabling, but not much, and in the kitchen. Let's start with what I've been up to. That's pretty much nothing. This past weekend was Labor Day in the States, so we had a long weekend at work. We had Monday off, and Saturday night, Laura had a whole bunch of friends over to spend the night and watch movies, which this was the biggest group she's ever had. And yeah, I'm not sure why they chose to do this now instead of around her birthday, which is only a month and a half away. But, you know, it is what it is. The funny thing about this was that she invited, I think there were 6 girls from school, and every single one of them, including Laura, was a student in at least one of Jimmy's classes. And that was very awkward for him. He had a hard time dealing with it at first, just because, you know, the collision of two worlds. But it was okay. The girls had a good time. It was very loud. I forget how loud teenage girls can get. And I publicly, not apologized, but acknowledged on Facebook that our parents were saints. So Mom, who is a free spirit, you must have been a saint because I know that I had several people over at times in that really small apartment. And we have a big, fairly large house. There's a lot of space. And wow. The energy level of those teenage girls. I hid in my bedroom most of the time. But it was a good weekend. I got a lot of knitting done, a lot of relaxing. We did a little bit of, actually quite a bit of cleaning. The house looks really nice right now. I've got not a new space for knitting, but I rediscover it every time we clean. And it was nice last night just to sit in a different room from everybody else and knit and watch podcasts. So honestly, that is about all I've been up to. Like I mentioned, we're getting into a really busy time with work. We're launching a new website for the library in about a month and a half, and we're kind of entering crunch time. So I will be busy, busy, busy. Excuse me. I'm having some allergy issues this morning, so you might hear me snorting a little bit. Let's go on to knitting and finished objects. The only finished object I have this week is actually spinning, but I'm going to talk about it here because it is a finished object. I finally finished the braid of Falkland that I bought as my learning yarn fiber for the Into the Wool retreat. It was 4 ounces of Falkland by Spun Right Round in the Pegasus colorway, which was blues and peach and some magenta, and it's just a bunch of different colors. And I spun it as singles. I started spinning, I know I've talked about this in the past, but I started spinning it at Into the Wool, and I was spinning very consistently but thick. So I decided then that I didn't really want to waste this yarn. It was, I wanted to be able to use as much of it as possible, so I decided to keep it as singles. Well, those of you who spin know that the better you get, the harder it is to spin thicker. And I've been struggling for the past little bit to keep it that consistent. And there were some very thin spots, but for the most part, it was very consistent. I finished it on, what day was that? Sunday? I finished it Saturday night, and then Sunday I actually fulled it, which was fun. That was a lot of fun. I found instructions. I just did hot water, cold water baths, and it worked like a charm, and hung it out to dry and skeined it up, and I got 208 yards of a single. So I am very, very pleased with that. So that was my only finished object. Works in progress that I've worked on. I'm starting with the one that I worked on the most, and the others are just small chunks here and there. But I worked a lot on my Little Pumpkins socks, which is a free pattern by Sabine Rupert, and I'm using Plucky Knitter Plucky Feet in the Grandma Bev colorway, which is kind of a wine-ish color with a little, maybe a hint of orange to it. And I got quite a bit, I got quite a lot done on this. I got through the heel and maybe one repeat on the foot. And I still have, I think I have 3 repeats of the pumpkin pattern plus the toe to do. And like I mentioned last week, I'm trying to work on one project like a week, and then put it aside and move to the next thing. So I put that aside. I really want to wear these in the fall, so I did actually look at a calendar and look at the number of works in progress that I had to see when it would come back into rotation. And if it was not going to be during the fall or too late in the fall to wear them, I was going to just go ahead and finish them. But it turns out that it'll come back a little bit before Thanksgiving, which is perfect. So that is what I worked on most of the time during the evenings. I also continued to work on my Knitted Heart Vanilla Socks, which is another free pattern. This one is by Elizabeth Suarez, and I'm doing this in the Sock Bunny Studios Candy Corn colorway on her Miracle Base. And these were my August socks, or my personal sock yarn club, and I didn't finish them. Really a little frustrated that I didn't finish them because I wanted them for Halloween. But what I ended up doing is relegating them to the car on September 1st. I figured these are really simple. This is perfect for car knitting. So they're stuck in my husband's car, and I am not quite to the heel on the second sock of those. I don't know when I'll finish them, but I wanted to move on to my It's September. To my September socks. And I'll talk about those in a minute. I am continuing to work on my sock yarn blanket. I've restarted the Harry Potter Knit and Crochet House Cup. And so I have also, while I'm working on the same things, I'm going to have a lot of little projects, but I can fit my blanket squares in for classes for that. And My goal over the next 3 months is to do 75 squares, which sounds crazy, but that's basically one square per night, which I have been doing for the most part, giving myself a couple of nights off a week, which seems reasonable to me. And I've done two of the 75, so far I've got my September 1st and September 2nd, so that's good. I am still working on Sure to Gall by Alice Yu out of the Soctopus book. I think I've done maybe 4 rows all week, but that's okay. I'm not in any hurry to finish those. And for those, I'm using Wandering Wool on the Helvellyn sock base in the Royalty colorway, which is a very dark blue with some kind of purplish thrown in. My pattern, or you know what? I was talking about Little Pumpkins. I don't think that was... I have no idea when that... Oh, I'm crazy. Okay, I was thinking last night that Trillion was my pattern for last week, and it's actually my pattern for this week. Sorry, I'm talking to myself. Isn't that what I'm doing anyway? Trillion is my current work in progress for my evenings, and this is a paid pattern by Martina Bim. I'm using Sweet Georgia Tough Love Sock in the Autumn Flame colorway, and I guess I picked this up on Saturday, but my brain is playing tricks on me. It seems like I worked on it much longer than that, but I guess I picked it up Saturday, and I did quite a bit on it. We watched a movie, and I worked on it then, and I don't even remember what the movie was. But that probably won't get a whole lot of love this week just because I am working on some of the Harry Potter stuff. But it is there, and my goal is to try to get at least a row on it, you know, 15 minutes, maybe, so maybe a couple of rows. At least for now, it's still at a point where 15 minutes will get me a couple of rows. And then finally, new on the needles, I started my September socks. And I am making V Junkie, which is also by Alice Yu out of Soctopus. And I have made this pattern before. I made this about a year and a half ago for a friend of mine. And I decided then that I really wanted a pair for myself. And I've just kind of been waiting for the right yarn. And actually, I had decided exactly which yarn I wanted to make it with and stuck it in one of the brown bags. It was, this month's brown bag was so much fun because I had absolutely, completely forgotten what was in that bag. The others, I kind of had an idea, but this one I completely forgot. And I actually don't know what's in October or November either. So that's kind of fun. Speaking of what yarn I'm using, I am using Sweet Georgia Tough Love Sock in the Violet Hill colorway, which is almost day glow. I did not realize, even when it was skeined up, it didn't look quite so bright, but knitting these are super bright. They are a bright fuchsia and a kind of electric blue with a little brown in there, I guess where the fuchsia and the blue meet. And they are bright. At first I wasn't sure how I felt about them once I actually started knitting them up, because I like bright colors. And I've always said, it doesn't really matter what's on your feet, that you can, you know, it doesn't matter what colors I normally wear, I'll wear anything on my feet. And that is true. But my first thoughts with these was, I don't know, these may be too much. But I've gotten so many likes on Instagram from the picture I posted yesterday. And I have really, they're kind of growing on me now that I've actually done a bit. I've done about 3 inches of them, I think, over the past couple of days. It's a very awesome pattern. It looks so complicated, but it's really no more than a vanilla sock, because once you have the pattern in your head, it's just stockinette and slip stitches. It is a great pattern. And this one also uses a garter stitch short row heel. And I really love that heel too. So I am really, really enjoying working on these. And as far as length goes, I'm determined to actually finish these in September. So since I started them on Monday, my goal right now is to work the cuff or leg until or through Friday, see how far I get, and then do the heel, and that's how long the leg will be. That way I'm kind of dividing it. It will probably take me about the same, you know, it will probably take me about a week to do the leg and about a week to do the foot. So if I plan that way, I can get them done by the end of September. Maybe even sooner, because like I said, these are really quick. So that is all of my knitting marks in progress. Let's talk about spinning just a little bit. I immediately started, well, okay, not immediately. I did give myself a day, but I did start more, another braid of fiber, of course, because I'm hooked now. And I think I mentioned in the last podcast, or I have mentioned before, that I'm really following the philosophy of first in, first out. Is that the right phrase? I'm not sure I'm saying that right. But basically, I'm using my oldest stash first, because I know that fiber doesn't hold up as well as yarn does, just sitting. So I don't want it to felt on itself. I want it to be as easy to spin as possible. So I do have one other bump from the Kid and You Festival last year, but I'm really considering it just practice. I think I'm going to use that to see if I can learn to Navajo ply. But that one is just it's a combo fiber. It doesn't even say what it is, but probably mostly Romney. And it was a 1 ounce bump that was about $5, and it was not, you know, not enough. No, I think it may have even been a dollar. It was cheap. So it's fun to practice on, but it's not one that I'm worrying about, and I'm going off on a tangent. The one I am working on is Brazen Stitchery. It's a braid of Polworth, almost 4 ounces. It was 3.9 ounces in Rainbow Connection. So I am spinning a rainbow. And I am going to, I'm progressing here. I'm actually using a technique. I am spinning it, I'm fractal spinning it. So I divided the braid in half, and then I divided one of the halves into four sections that I'll spin end to end. And right now I am working on the bigger chunk, and I love this. It's like spinning merino. I mean, and everybody says don't learn on merino. I love spinning merino. It's so much easier for me. It's not sticky, and it's spinning so fine. But this is Polworth, like I said, and I've got very thin, very consistent so far. I'm on the third color of the rainbow so far, and I just absolutely love this. It's spinning fast, so I'm hoping that maybe this actually won't take me that long. Famous last words, right? But anyway, yeah, I'm hooked on spinning. One of these days, and hopefully not too far in the future, I will get a wheel. I like spinning on a spindle. I like that I can just sit and do it for 15 minutes and it's easy and I'm not having any trouble plying on it. But a wheel would let me spin more on a chunk, and that is really what I want to do. It is a hassle dealing with all of the little, you know, balls that come off the spindle. There's got to be a better way. Enabling. There is not much enabling, but I did want to actually, I did make one purchase, but I haven't received it yet, so I'll talk about that next week. What I did get was a prize. I had a couple of the scratch-off cards that you get when you order from Eat Sleep Knit, and I had two that had been sitting around that were $5 store credit winners, and then the last thing I bought was the Unicorn Tails, the Madeline Tosh Unicorn Tails, a month or so ago. And those, the scratch-off card that came with that, I actually won a sock project bag, which is really cool. And so I had put those in an envelope, and stamped it and was sitting around, and I had never actually mailed it. And my husband mailed it for me, and I didn't even know it. So I came home on Friday, and there was a package for me. And isn't that so exciting, especially when you're not expecting it? So I had the project bag, and it's a nice little zipper bag. It's kind of that canvasy, plasticky feeling. If you went to Into the Wool, it's that kind of the feel of the bags that we got for that. That the canvas tote material. I don't know what you call it. It's not actual canvas, but it's that, and it's a zipper bag, and it has a little zipper on the front for notions. It's not particularly roomy. I can fit in a ball of yarn and my sock, and that's about it. But and it doesn't have a handle. That's the one thing I wish it had. But it's free. I'm not complaining. And I got it, and I'm like, what is in this? Because all I wanted was the bag, and I didn't order anything. And I opened up, and they had included a skein of yarn. And I don't know if this is normal, because the only other thing I've ever won from them besides store credit was a mitten kit. And that was very nice. So the mitten kit that you get if you win, or this was they're one of their prizes a couple of years ago. I think they switched these out. But it was a pattern and two skeins of Madeline Tosh DK. So, nothing to sneeze at. So I guess maybe they always include a skein of yarn as part of this prize because it bulks it up. But it was a skein of Lorna's Laces Shepherd Sock in the Eat Sleep Knit colorway, which they just introduced pretty recently. One of the last times I was on their website, I noticed it. And it is, it's just in the colorways that they use on their shop. It's really pretty, and it has been put away and will be used at some later time. But that was really nice. I love unexpected yarn that I didn't have to pay for. I want to remind everyone that the Christmas All Year Long Knit Along is going along. I have utterly failed at it and may or may not do any more, but please enter your own projects. You still have a chance to win. I still have to work out details about the big prize that will be in December, and I will do that soon. All the details about this are in the group, so please check that out. And the last thing I want to talk about is in the kitchen, and there's not much to talk about here either, because the only thing of interest that I cooked was peach cobbler. And I don't know. I don't know why I got a craving for peach cobbler. I like peaches, but they're not my favorite fruit. I don't like them fresh. Just because I don't like the skin, and I don't like to peel them, so it's a pain. It's kind of like me and apples. I kind of like the taste, but I don't like to eat them fresh. I like apple pie and apple flavored things, but I don't like to eat fresh apples. So it's kind of the same with peaches, but I had decided I wanted a peach cobbler. So I bought peaches at the grocery store and found a recipe, and if anybody knows me, they will not be surprised by this, but it was a Paula Deen recipe. And it was super easy. It was just as easy as could be, and it was so good. Actually, it is so good. There's still half a dish of it in my refrigerator. But basically, all you do is peel and slice the peaches, and simmer them with some sugar and water for about 10 minutes, just to stew them a little bit. And then melt butter in the bottom of a dish in the oven. And while that's melting, mix up the dry ingredients, which were only, it was basically sugar and flour. And there was a third ingredient that I can't remember. It might have just been salt, but it wasn't anything major. So it's just very basic dry ingredients. Once the butter's and milk, that's what the third ingredient was. It's just two dry ingredients in the milk. So you mix that up, pour it over the butter without stirring it, and then spoon the peaches and the syrup over that and stick it in the oven for, I think I did it about 35 to 40 minutes at 350, and it came out perfectly. And this is one of those things, it stayed, we didn't eat it immediately. I cooked it before dinner, and we had dinner, and then waited a while before we ate it, and it was still a little bit warm. So That was a really good dish, really, really easy dessert for Labor Day. And I would do it again. So that is actually everything. I told you that if I did it weekly, I would keep it shorter. And as opposed to an hour and 20 minutes last week, this is at just about 25 minutes. I'm sure I'm forgetting to talk about something, but I will remember and I will post, I know what I was going to talk about. Last week, I mentioned that I was considering whether or not to do video or audio. I've gotten enough feedback from regular listeners that they wouldn't listen if I did video or wouldn't watch if I did video. And I really don't want to lose regular listeners. So I am not going to switch completely to video at all. I will continue to do audio. I thought about, I think I mentioned this last week, but I thought about stripping out the audio and putting, from a video and putting that online, but that just seems like a lot of trouble. What I probably will do if I do any video at all, which I kind of want to, I think I might monthly do a short little video episode, not even a full episode, just a short little kind of show and tell, showing my finished objects, and put it up on YouTube and link to it in the group and on my, on the website. That way, if you want to look, you can look, but you aren't going to be missing anything if you don't. So that is the solution I have. I also, one of the things that I really want to do, I mean, I don't have a good camera. I use my iPad to record with, and it's easy. I can use iMovie on my iPad to do a quick little recording, but someone told me, and I don't know if this is true, and actually, I'm curious because I know that, I think Karen, I'm going to feel stupid if that's not your name. Your name is, yes, Karen, who is Have Faith, who does the Stashless podcast. I'm sorry, only, first names on the internet are not always easy to come by. Anyway, I think you've mentioned before that you use your iPad to record on, and I know your videos are longer than 15 minutes, but someone told me that if you use iMovie and you upload to YouTube, you can only do 15-minute episodes. So I don't know if that's true or not. But if that, in any case, whatever I would be doing wouldn't be longer than that, so I could use my iPad and just slurp it right up into YouTube. And like I said, you could watch or you couldn't, and you wouldn't be missing anything other than pretties, which I can always post pictures of. So on that note, I am actually going to go. I will hopefully get this uploaded sometime today, and I will talk to y'all next week. Have a great week. Bye.